What up? We're back.
How's it going?
With another edition of the
D-Squad.
Doubling up today.
No, man, I got you, bro. I got you. So,
I'm going to be Craig.
That's going to be Craig soon. on this edition, we're talking about the P-Spot. Bro, just connect the first two. They're going across. And then you go to the other two.
Are you trying to be Iron Man already?
Yeah, he is.
All right, bro. Load it up. I have goals. I need this.
All right. How many of you guys know what the P-Spot is?
I do. For those, I have one.
For those not seeing, we are raising two hands out of five.
Okay,
we are raising three hands out of five.
Craig would, but he's got his hand on his dick right now.
I'm currently putting on a torture device because, you know, Craig has life and happiness.
No. All right, so we're going back to the pregnancy thing because the TENS machine for guys, because Craig didn't feel it the last time.
Oh, God.
And my thing was just like, yeah.
I definitely felt it last time.
That's why Rick wants to do it again.
That is not why Rick wants to do it again.
Rick wants to feel the real deal, baby.
There are plenty of gentlemen here.
Listen, I'll put two of those things on. That's it. I'm not putting all four.
Rick loves pain. That's why.
Okay. Jesus.
Anyway, what's been your experience with the P-Spot, peoples?
First of all, let's explain what the P-Spot is.
Yeah, for the listeners who don't know, for the good Christian listeners who do not know what the P-Spot is.
And Macho.
Just throw Macho.
And Macho.
Yeah, thanks.
That's Macho. What's the P-Spot?
Yeah.
Why is Macho acting like, oh.
I wasn't here.
Okay,
all
right.
He doesn't know what the P-Spot is.
I haven't plugged it in yet.
Is it in yet?
But anyway, go ahead, Mike. Who's explaining what the P-Spot is? Craig is.
Oh, it is. It's literally, it is called a prostate massage. It's where they take two fingers and they insert it into your rectum.
Why aren't we doing this on a podcast?
Because we're heathens.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody with gloves here. And I think I might have to hold shit.
Oh shit.
Yes.
Yes.
Why are we recording this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you do that so fast? I wasn't ready, man.
He was not ready.
Do it again.
Oh, no, don't do it again. Do it again. You're an asshole.
It's okay. He still has the machine on.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. What number is it on?
You're about 3/4.
Okay, bring it up.
Oh,
bring it up.
Here we go. Bring it up.
King.
Keep going. Give me the pain.
Can you explain what the finish? Explain what the P-Spot.
Okay, so the P-Spot is when they insert two fingers into your rectum and then they massage your prostate.
Now, that's not the only place they put it.
It's the easiest way in order to get access to it.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it is the greatest nut bust of your entire life.
You
have that scary movie moment where literally you just shoot Jergens out of your dick 20 feet.
I don't know if I'm a two finger person though.
Yeah. Oh, wait, is it
a? It's a more of a thing.
Now you can actually
whole fist. Now yeah, baby.
Whole fist. Get a knuckle in there, man.
Astro glide out.
You can actually access it through. I mean, some people can get it if they put a vibrator on the taint.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really? I haven't heard about that one. I
talked about that a couple months back.
I did not know that was a thing. I mean, I might be more down for that.
That's probably kind of
a little less invasive, honestly.
Yeah.
No, it's pretty straightforward.
It's pretty straightforward. You just put the magic wand right under your ball sack and just like...
It strengthens, I guess, our Kegel. I don't know. Guys don't have a Kegel muscle.
I'm Kegeling right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. Okay. You got a...
You got a clinch, right? Clinch release.
I thought you guys don't like to clinch.
I clench all the time, bro.
Is it just when a chick grabs your ass, that's it?
No. That's only if she surprises me. It's like listen, don't start that engine if you ain't trying to run this train. What's going on with you?
So you've had it done before. Have you
ever tried to run this train?
Have you ever had a woman put a finger in my ass?
Yes, sir.
No, I had a woman slip a finger in my ass, and I was like, hey!
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I hesitated before saying, all right, chill. Like, I there was a moment where I was just like,
And then there's like this weird...
He contemplated it.
Calm down for...
Weird eye connection.
She looked straight into my eyeballs. I was just like, oh, I can see into your soul. Not like that.
Don't look at me.
The craziest thing that happened to me was this chick slapped the shit out of me during sex.
Oh, yeah?
Like, on your face? That's happened to me a couple times.
So, like, I had a boring sexual life. I'm sorry, compared to you guys.
I had a woman clock me out, bro.
So, my thing was, this happened, like, before I moved to Florida and everything. So, I'm having sex with this girl, and she's known me for a little bit now, and I had a very different persona, very aggressive kind of thing back in Connecticut stuff. At no point in time, everybody thinks that, like, touching my face or just punching me or anything is ever a fucking good idea. We're having sex. She's on top. Out of nowhere. Literally, out of the blue. It wasn't even a... It was a
Yeah.
I got you, bro.
On the chest, right? Or on the face?
Just across the face.
Oh, fuck that.
I stopped. I stopped mid-stroke. I was like, the fuck?
Hold on, hold on. Did it make it better or did it?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, it just took you out the mood, huh?
The story gets better. 100%. Yeah, it gave me completely off the mood. So I stopped and I look at her. I was like, what the fuck? She goes like, oh, I thought you would like that. I was like,
what?
You think me, you would want to slap the shit out of me and then I would like that?
Yeah.
Get out.
You kicked her out?
Kicked her the fuck out.
Oh, for real?
Oh, my God. Dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
I've been slapped a couple of times. I don't know what it is about, being a big man. Like, they always want to, they want to test your gangster.
Yeah.
So it's just, I've been slapped, hard as fuck. Why are you hitting me like your past troubles?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on here? Why are you hitting me like this? But I was like, it kind of made it a little better.
Playful shit on the chest, or the biting and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's cool. For me, a slap across the face is one of the most disrespectful things that you can do to another person is open hand slap them across the face. Right.
I will say this. I there's a lot of disrespect involved with my sex.
Really?
It's getting nasty.
No, dirty love. You got to have marks on your body if you want to write it off. Yeah,
there's a little disrespect in some sex, bro.
It's all around.
I don't know about the slap in the face thing. That's kind of.
I thought
the hamburger helper was printed on my face.
Damn.
Like, what the?
She went that.
Got ring marks.
No, turn it
up. I will in a second. Hold
damn, no, Mr. Payne over here.
I've slapped girls during sex that they disrespected my mother.
Yeah.
You slapped girls during sex because they disrespected
my mother. No. I've slapped girls during sex alike. They disrespected my mom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, word.
Like they insulted your mother's potato salad?
Did they ask for it first?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always consensual.
It's always consensual.
That didn't sound like too
sure.
Very aggressive. Very aggressive.
It sounded like Craig thinking of the finger in his ass is a good idea or not. Like,
I've definitely had a finger on my ass. Like, you've never had really good sex until you had a finger
in your ass, man.
I don't know.
I haven't had a finger in my ass in quite some time.
Listen, I'm just saying, if you're a guy and you've came, but you've never had a finger up your ass, you don't know what real cum is.
Now, you have not come. You have not come. Every nut you have had without a finger up your ass is pre-cum. You have never actually nutted.
Correct.
What was your experience
I'm okay with pre-cum, I guess.
What situation did it happen in?
I've heard.
Your knees will buckle and you will see God.
It's delicious.
I'd rather make her knees buckle.
But I've heard it's rare, too.
So I've
lived. What is rare?
Like the P-spot orgasm.
Oh, okay. So I've lived deliciously through two different scenarios.
Deliciously.
Of course Rick did.
So
chocolate time.
Because you're a fetish factory guy, right?
Yeah, I'm a fetish factory.
We don't kink shame here. No kink shame here.
So the first time, actually, it wasn't even, I didn't even get a finger in my ass. She actually, was giving me head.
Hey, it's all fair.
And then in the middle of her giving me head, she just went down below and just started, eating my ass while she was still giving me a hand job and, spitting on my, spitting on my dick.
Whoa.
You got my attention.
I want angles, bro. I want angles.
I heard very descriptive things.
Were there toys involved? I mean,
At this time, no.
Okay.
Me and her had a three-peat, but it was different ways each time. I'll go through all different ways for you. Don't worry. All right. So, way number one was when she was giving me head, went down below and she started eating my ass while she was giving me a head.
You got to make her scream.
So, I came from that because that was I had never experienced that before. And I never had that type of sensation. So I was like, wow, crazy.
How old was she?
Time out, guys.
She was
the electric 20. Shock therapy is all it's doing for her is making her laugh. You see this?
I know.
The man over here threw himself against the wall in bed.
He's lying.
Oh, no, it's
but her stomach is seriously contracting. Look at
that. You can see the muscles. Yeah, her muscles are just
It's a good workout. You're doing great.
I can't.
Yeah, keep talking about the podcast. Just go ahead.
What level do you have,
Ron? Hold on, this is very important.
What level do you have?
It's full on.
Her muscles are.
Oh my God.
Convulsive.
Yo, she's a monster.
She's one of those slapping jokes.
We need a syringe of her blood.
No, good for you.
Keep
the podcast going. Keep the podcast going.
I'm sorry, Rick.
No, you're good.
We got distracted there.
Fuck you. Ah, you piece of shit.
The second time.
Can you warn me first, please?
By the way, none of these times she never, asked. Right. She just did.
Yeah. All the way up.
The second time, I was having sex, and it was actually missionary. So it was going missionary, and then I did.
Who
like
was the bottom missionary? Was it
she
her
was
or
bottom.
You?
Oh.
Yeah.
So she was missionary, okay. And then I went to like a half guard jiu-jitsu position.
Okay.
So I was like a half guard. And then she, without like saying anything, she just put her fingers in her mouth and then just stuck her finger straight in my ass. And I was like taken aback.
From the bottom.
From the bottom.
From the bottom.
Yes.
She was on the bottom.
That's technical.
She's a power bottle.
It was a hook. It was definitely a hook.
She lifted his soul.
Come hither.
Yeah. But like, I didn't ask for it. Never had it happen before.
Right.
But it happened.
It happened.
Didn't stop it. Enjoyed it. And literally like 30 seconds in, that was some crazy ass fucking orgasm.
I heard it was longer than a traditional orgasm.
It feels longer.
I mean, for him it was. It was 30 seconds.
No, I'm saying I came within 30 seconds.
Oh,
like,
okay.
When she did that, like within 30 seconds, it was boom.
Yeah.
Like I could not control what happened. Like I heard
nut and you go to that place where Black Panther was and you see all the old black guys. You see all the answers. It's like, I see my father.
There's a waterfall.
Oh my God.
No, he said he's never had a finger in the booty.
No, I've had one. Yeah.
That was a nurse though.
Yeah, but again, like it was just some crazy shit.
I'm sorry.
Like, at a physical exam.
I'm sorry.
And there was one time we had toys.
Did you pet her?
It was wild.
That one hurt.
She said that one hurt.
Oh, yeah. You moved it?
He fucking,
Yeah, he's over here having fun right now.
My contact just fell out. This is a good time.
Your contact fell out.
Yo, that's just fucked up her contact. What the hell?
Damn.
Do we need to sign waivers?
Can I borrow that for like a week? Because apparently it's that good that contacts follow. I need to try. I need to experiment.
I need to borrow for a week.
Nasty motherfucker.
You're next.
Oh, no.
You're next.
Did it last time.
I'm going to throw this
it doesn't
on
vibrate.
Will gets to control it. You're next.
Who gets to control it?
Will. It doesn't vibrate.
Will get. Hell no.
Will's next to you, bro.
Hell no. Will don't get to control that shit.
Yes,
I do. I'd rather have B control that shit than Will. No, Macho, don't you touch me.
It should be like a big popcorn. Like the last person that had it controls it.
The last person that had it controls it.
Yeah.
You ever seen the TikToks where there's a couple with a wireless vibrator? The vibrating panties. Oh my God, those are so cool.
Fuck that.
This is what's kind of reminding me here.
I had the one where it wasn't as strong.
Can we go live?
Piece of shit.
I was like,
I know, right?
Wait, yeah,
I'm taking these motherfuckers off, man.
Bro, am I going to get abs after this?
I don't know, man.
That shit hurts, bro.
That shit's going to make
Maria just ate a little bit of celery. Can I get abs?
Yeah, right?
It's going to make you sterile, bro.
The way your muscles were popping.
You're fucking electrifying your boys.
We can set up the camera. We can set up the camera.
Damn.
We'll put on Instagram.
He's fucking like, no, he's waiting to like, right while I'm breathing. In.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, hold on, I'm gonna get this motherfucker right now. Zap!
This man's balls gonna fall off.
Oh,
Osai's over here frying his babies.
I'm kind of with Rick now. This is a lot.
No, fuck that. Know, man. Bro, you're crazy.
I don't know.
Bro,
man.
I'll put you on half. You saw
it
on half.
I've already done it. I've experienced it.
Yeah, you're fucking.
You do it, I do it.
Good.
No, I'm good, bro.
But see, that's the thing about it. I've
already done it.
Once you get it, you're all right. Like, you feel it, you're all right. All right, you ride it. But once you get behind that pain, catching up as a bitch.
Like, I had to do it during rehab.
Done it.
No.
We're good.
Yeah, bro.
We're good. I've already done it.
It was not fun.
I like tens. I like the tens for sure. Anyway, damn. Craig, since you have this, put this tens on, like, your ass and see what happens?
I want my ass cheeks?
That'll probably be the last one.
Let's
that
put
we
it
do,
on
so.
The P-spot.
I am not nothing on the podcast. I don't need nobody here knowing my O face. I don't need nobody here to know what my O face looks like.
Your O face is also different when you come from fingers in your ass versus when you.
Yeah, because it's a borderline seizure you're having. That's a powerful. That's a powerful nut you are having, man.
It's fucking delicious.
That's a face I don't want to see on you.
It's
I don't want to be like making that weird face, that O face.
Guys,
you know?
It's like. Any girl that thinks, oh yeah, I'm good in bed.
Bro,
I'm
taking this off.
He almost went through the wall.
Shit. Good thing it's soundproof.
Because it's on my balls, man. Oh. Piece of shit, dude. Fuck. No.
You voluntarily stuck him on your balls.
I voluntarily
put them on your balls.
Tickle.
It's very close.
Nah, man.
You got issues, bro.
Get off me, man.
I thought you gonna put it on your nipples or something.
What's that?
Dude, somebody take that shit from him.
You gotta do it on your nipples. You gotta do it. I think my nipples are too hairy for those contacts. That's like the only hair I have on my body.
Anyway, so yeah, I've never had a pee spot orgasm. Sorry, guys.
No, what, hold on. Since the last podcast, all the crazy shit that I've done,
I've never had a pee spot.
Since orgasm. The last podcast, you've got me questioning how sexually avaricious you are.
Wait, what?
Like, I just, you know what? I've never.
Have you ever been a sub?
Wait, okay, so Craig's had it.
I've been a dominant, but I've never been a sub.
You've been a dom, but you've never been a.
Wait, you got a finger.
That was revenge. You're an asshole.
Well,
that was revenge.
Yes and no.
Shit.
No. Go through the
wall. See? Yeah. And you think after me saying he'll do this, I want to do this.
She was halfway there, and okay. I'm like, well, what the fuck are you doing? Okay. So I didn't know.
Yeah, I put two on.
Nice.
Only two?
Only two. Oh. Maria, have you ever had a finger in your ass?
Why do women?
I mean, like.
What do you mean, why do women?
Sorry, pass that control.
You think women just have one G-spot? That's just.
Well, I've heard women can have an orgasm anally. Right.
Women can definitely have an orgasm anally.
I think he kicked your mic, bro.
Who kicked the mic? Say something.
Oh, okay.
He was good. Just thinking.
Hello?
Man, I think.
Yeah, that's good.
What do you mean? Like, women can definitely have an orgasm
anally, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think because it's the same nerve endings in the anus as it is in the vagina for women.
Like, I heard about it. I don't like to try it, but I don't think I've ever.
Hold on, wait. I want to go back to this. Like, so you've dommed, but you've never subbed.
Right? Why are you
surprised? That don't make no sense.
What do you mean that don't make no sense?
Well, you're either one or the
other. Have you subbed?
Right?
You had to have subbed at least once.
I'm a switch, bro.
There you go. All right. I don't worry about Rick.
You got to earn that right to make me a sub.
Which is fair. Like, you can't just sub for anybody.
No,
like, you better have
this is true.
Have some dominant fucking traits.
I just never been with a woman who had that.
Yeah,
that sort of level, you know,
with that energy.
You gotta have that. You gotta have that monster. Yeah, you gotta have that energy and monster
with it.
Yeah.
You gotta find somebody you are comfortable with.
You can't be a sub and act like you dom and then be
you literally gotta out dom me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that what this has become, you know, a conversation about doms and subs.
No, I mean, we're talking about P spots, and so it's already getting to that point anyway.
We're getting
to
BDSM.
Yeah, we're getting to BDSM with, you know, the P spot scenario.
Wait, hold on. No. Hold up. What the fuck is he doing with that control in his hand?
That's not fair.
No, Rick, take that control.
No, because I'm not participating.
What?
Come that's on, not Rick. Fair.
No, you don't get to control your own pain.
Yeah, that's not fair.
No.
This is painful.
That shit I make you piss.
No, that's not
him.
Absolutely not.
This shit is painful.
You know, he's gonna piss himself. Watch.
Chill, I'm not gonna piss myself.
Anyway, so yes.
But yeah, I am. I'm actually surprised. Like,
you're a switch.
Yeah, I'm a switch. Like,
well, obviously, because homegirl, like, you know, wrecked it from the bottom. Like, just.
Yeah, no, she got me with that fish hook, and I was like, whoa, fucking fish hook. Then when the toys came out, we did it like the third time when the toys came out,
so you did the toys.
Like, oh my God. Yeah, like, I was using toys on her first,
uh-huh.
And then after using toys on her, she fucking, like, so I used toys on her, and I was like, all right, cool, like, you know, the engine's running, everything's running, you know, we're pretty much running it, let's go. So I'm going in.
Come on, Ray, take this.
I don't know what happened.
I'm in the same setting I'm doing.
But somehow she got a hold of one of the toys that I was using on her when I wasn't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay, this is empty. And she slipped it into me.
Mm-hmm. How do you just slip into your ass like
that? Well, it already had
man, booty hole loose, bro.
I know, right?
You're right at that point, you know, it's about to happen.
Oh, loose
that's
booty.
Some good lube, bro.
She already had it.
It was
it
all
loose.
Warmed up.
Oh, nah, it was like.
It was already loose, bro.
This motherfucker dilated.
WD-40 on the motherfucker.
Like, well, and then just go, and
it was
go,
open for business.
But she had put it towards the entrance, and I was like, what? And then she already, like, seeped it in, and I was just like,
let it happen. We here,
bro.
In my head, I'm like, you know, I'm one of those guys where I'm like, hey, you know, don't do unto others what you want one done to you, I guess. So
she wrecked it from the bottom, now we here.
Wrecked it from the bottom.
Now, have you returned a favor?
Oof. What do you mean? Like, have I put, like, toys?
No, to her. Like, this is, like, a mutual thing you guys went back
and forth. Oh, mutual. Like, ate her ass, fingered her ass.
I really like Rick.
I used toys in her ass. Absolutely.
Like, I've done that.
Absolutely.
Another thing I've never done is I've never had anal sex.
Well, you never had anal sex?
Really?
I've tried, but it's never happened.
Wait, as in you've never given a girl anal?
Huh?
You've never given a girl anal?
Nope.
Huh.
See, I'm that guy that wipes his ass like 30 times, so I'm kind of weird about that.
No, you wash the booty first. You're like, listen, you go in the shower first, you wash it, you
so
wash
cool
everything,
every
you mutual wash.
But there's got to be
and
residual.
And then you get gross.
But I've had like a girl with this, like, you know, yeah, psh, anal sex, sure, let's go, da da da. And then we had sex for the first time. She's like, there's no way you're shoving that shit up my ass. Right.
Yeah. I just had coffee.
Jose was about to hit her with the log flume, like, yo, I got this Disney ride. You ready for it? So, hell nah.
I just thought unless you were like a porn star trained or something, it's just not going to happen for me.
Right. You got to be in it. Like,
yeah, you really have to be like in it, loving it. And then, but I've never understood those guys or those stories that you hear girls are like, oh, you know, we were just having sex and all of a sudden it just popped in. I was like, how does that shit happen?
How does that work?
Wait, what popped into your ass?
No, no, no. Like, you know, like, yeah, like a guy has sex and, you know, pull out a little bit hard and then boom, they ran it back in. All of a sudden they go from giant to ass.
Yeah.
Like, that's never happened to me. Right. I don't think it could happen to me. Yeah. If I slip and go to the wrong hole, or maybe it's the right hole, for them, here we go. I think it's going to be like a, right. No, hold on. You guys can't share. No, the other one, put the other one into the...
It loses power. If
you're there you go.
I don't think it's fair that they're... that they're.
Good.
That's the reaction we want.
Suffer. I'm so happy. Yes, cry. Cry more. Oh, yeah. Cry. Your tears fuel me. Oh, yeah. Cry more. Cry. Yes. Yes, your tears. Your tears are delicious.
That's hilarious.
Your tears are so delicious.
Screaming.
Cry more. Oh, delicious. Crank it up, Will. Crank it up.
Wait, I thought you said you wanted a beating controller. You should put that in.
He said would rather me than him, but he's already got the helm. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, back to it. Yeah, I've never had that happen. So unfortunately, I'm adventurous. I've done a lot of stuff. Yeah. And I've been through a lot of things. I just has never had that happen.
I have to pull your resume, homie.
You can pull my resume. I have never ate chocolate.
Hey, are you switching up the pace? Are you switching the pace?
Yeah. Oh, there's like rhythms you can do, right?
Yeah.
Listen to
there's
your heart.
There's one that really hurts. Yeah. There's one that really hurts. I don't know which one it was.
Hold on, let me take this one.
It was constant.
Yeah, that one.
We gotta take that off. We gotta take that.
Wait, well, you better be putting it. Like, your setting better be matching his.
You're dead ass.
100% are. Look, no, I just don't. Like there this is. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't 100%. Like my muscles spasming. I don't like muscles spasming. I don't like the fact that it's tensing involuntarily. I don't like involuntary cramping. This cramping shit, right, I'm not a fan.
You know what? All
right, Will, go up two. Go up two. Go up two, Will. All
right.
Honestly, I can now see how she got that finger right in your booty, bro.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like you will say no, right up to the very end. And now you know the pads are on you. You voluntarily put them on you.
Yep. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yep. Yep. What are we talking about? What's the conversation right now?
You were talking about having a toy in your ass.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not that bad.
I heard it's from
her ass.
Yeah. Okay. So it really all depends. I mean, you have.
This is a good workout.
He's fucking shaking.
Jesus Christ.
And it's only two. He's like,
and,
all right, so yeah, what were we saying, Rick? Have you had a toy in your ass?
That doesn't. Yep. That's not inviting.
I think I've literally done almost everything that you guys can think of.
Fucking soldier over here.
So,
fucking soldier.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to talk.
God
bless this man.
Except he's not put on four pads yet.
Oh, true. Okay. You fucking pussy.
Call out.
I have four pads on the first day. Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. I don't listen to
that. Have you had a finger up your ass? You never answered that question.
He's bitching. I'm raising
mine
up a little.
Well, if I avoided the question, what does that mean?
That means that you either have and you don't want to talk about it.
Ooh, ding, ding, ding. We got a winner.
Ooh, ding, ding, ding.
It wasn't a good experience. We don't want to go there. She didn't want to go there, apparently.
I feel like this is a good ab workout.
She wasn't a fan of it.
Are we talking about the finger?
Wasn't Bruce Lee a fan of that?
We're talking about the finger. We're talking about everybody's pee spot today.
I feel like it doesn't do anything.
Okay, so if you...
Wait.
It's just kind of there.
All right, so have you had the groceries? Have you had your booty eating like groceries?
Yes.
Okay, didn't like it?
It was different than...
You should switch the
lights. That was a different sensation.
But I do not turn it down.
I'm taking it off.
Grab it with your fingers.
Hold on.
Pussy. Such a pussy. You only had two on.
And he didn't even do it.
Yeah. You didn't even put it in the right spot.
What are you talking about, woman?
What'd you have it?
They were doing it on their...
Ooh, put it lower.
All right. Back to the topic. Back to the pee spot.
I did already.
Back to the pee spot.
There's a lot of DNA here today.
I am sweating right now. I am legit
sweating.
Oh my god, I thought I was sweating at fucking the hill this morning.
This is a family podcast. Yeah. We're all sharing DNA. Listen,
I literally have like sweat falling down. Are you kidding me?
Sponsored by Monkey Joe's and Disney.
You're being a real big bitch right now. No, you're being a fucking bitch. Get a finger stuck in your ass and then hit me back up.
I'll pass.
Shit.
I'll gladly pass.
Get a fucking dildo to it. Get a vibrator put in your ass. Get a bullet put in your ass. Then tell me what's up. Because that shit right there.
I'd be mad too if someone fucked me in the ass.
You need a hug?
What?
Oh yeah, I've had like wireless bullets. Like,
a little bullet?
Yeah, like, I've had wireless bullets, and I put them like if me and my girl are going on a date, I put the wireless bullet like inside of her, and it will be on our date, and I'll have
that. We were talking about that. Yeah.
Not going out. No.
Okay.
I feel like there's TikTok videos of couples doing that.
Ass play for me.
Homegirl be dropping it at Home Depot.
Ass play for me. Like I have to like I gotta like set myself up.
Why is there a Kinder egg on the floor?
Hold on, listen. How do you set yourself up for anal play?
Okay, so, first of all, just so we just realize I'm not a disgusting human being.
You told a liar, but I love you for it.
You definitely,
I consider hygiene to be very important.
Okay, absolutely.
So, that being said, I don't mind eating ass. I don't mind, you know, playing with your ass and shit like that. However, a shower is 100% necessary.
Thank you.
Oh, 100%.
Shower, yeah, just
like,
shower up.
Yeah.
We can even get intimate with
it. I'm not trying to taste your day.
We can even get intimate with it, and I'll shower with you, or I'll shower you. I'll wash you while we're in the shower. You
know, wait, hold on.
I'm gonna pull an Osiris real quick. I'm not gonna lie. When you said shower, shit coming out of your mouth, I'm thinking like a golden shower.
No,
that's why I was like, yo, what?
R. Kelly shit. Like I'm a piss on
you. Like I'm never like
you gotta know your audience here. You know,
I'm never just gonna be like, oh shit. Like I'm just gonna fuck this girl after being out dancing at the club all day. Like we're like we went and had a date. We went out. We used the bathrooms and shit. No, when we get back home, we're taking a shower before we even start.
Pre-diet requirements. I mean, you don't go eating a chili dog the night before.
Obviously don't eat fucking beans. But I mean, don't do anything. Don't eat
like vegetables or go vegan for a little bit.
Have a nice meal. Don't get too full. Take a shower. Fibers. I'll even wash your body down just to like, you know, so, you know, we're getting comfortable with everything.
Absolutely.
And then we can go into the ass play. However, I'm not sticking anything up your ass while we're out in public. You know, I'll fuck you in public, but I'm not eating your ass in public or like doing anything in public.
I know Rick for sure ain't walking around with no fucking wireless bullet in his ass.
And I'm not walking around with a wireless bullet.
Your booty is loose, bro. That should have fall out.
There's rules to the game, and that's just anything. Like depending on what I do with the person, hygiene is always important. So
like hygiene is important. Like for me, like definitely. No. If I'm going to do
if I see some dookie, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, you see a little turtle head. You're like, oh, I'm
out.
Done,
however,
bro.
I have had times where I am having sex with a girl, and they lose control of their muscles. And when they lose control of their muscles, sometimes they might piss, or sometimes they may be like, yo, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And or like they went to go fart, and it was like, not a fart.
Not a fart.
Go take a shower, no problem. I'll change the sheets while they're in the shower, and we go to round two.
This is my dude right here.
Like, straight up.
We boys, dog.
Yes. That happened recently.
Listen, but that's just the nature of
good
sex,
people, right?
Period.
Here.
Like,
sometimes that's. But you can't freak out about that stuff. No. You can't get weirded out about that stuff. Like, you got to realize that the entire body is a playground.
Yep.
When you're having
about the human body,
having sex, the entire body is a playground and an experience.
Shit, there's play with my
abs right now. It's not just sticking your dick in somebody. Yeah, it's not just sticking your dick in somebody just making it go. You know, girls can get aroused and turned on by kissing through like the shoulders. You know, biting, feeling on the shoulders, the stomach, and the same thing with guys.
Ladies, he's single. Like, ladies, like, this man is single.
If I play with this guy's dick, if that like that's all he needs. Like, no, guys also like being touched and filled around and foreplayed around the body as well.
Kiss my nipples.
So, all that shit.
Yes.
So you gotta remember,
I'm beautiful.
Lick my nips.
Play around with all that.
This feels good.
Have fun with it,
junts.
Run that. I'm with it.
You can tell the good. Like decent Amish folk in the room, just they're just like disgusting. Like, absolutely not.
And then, filthy Rick, just like,
I'm
Rick's
down.
Just
fucking
like,
dirty ass motherfucker.
Like, can we just have missionary sex so I can read my Nancy Drew novels in my white bedsheet robe, please?
Like I said, if I see some dookie,
listen, sometimes it happens. Like, this is the one thing about it. Like, if you're gonna have anal sex or you're gonna play around somebody's ass, shit happens.
Literally, shit happens.
So, like, you know what? Like I said, you can't freak out over it. No. It's part of.
I mean, I'm not going to be like making a big ass scene, like, oh, you nasty bitch, you know, get out.
Yeah. Oh, but I'm going to clean
up. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay,
yeah,
wait.
Yeah, just clean up, you know, like, grab some towels, make sure, you know.
Yeah, we're not doing no tub girl scenes here. It's like, we got you. Go ahead, clean up.
My shit might be half staffed for a little bit, but hey, you know.
Listen, just fluff it up a little bit, just slap it around a little while. Yeah.
Well, when I mean that I'm washing you in the shower, like, I'm also washing the inside of your ass. Like, I am sticking, like, some type of washcloth or something.
I'm
up
in
your
there,
ass.
Bro.
Like, I
think, like, somewhere. Or just soap and finger, and I am getting in there.
He's getting the Dr. Squatch, like, exactly. Like Alpine soap right in the booty.
Good cleaning. Exactly.
So
call
the
your
process
boy Rick.
Could be fun. You know, exactly. The pregame.
Yeah, it's the whole wash down pipes and everything. You know, I'm cleaning out pipes.
I'm always getting that. All right,
so not many of us, other than Craig and Rick, have had their fingers up their ass. Have you ever had your asshole licked be?
No, I can't say I have.
Okay. Never. So that's like that's a hard no go. Like, if they slip below the ball sack, the scrotum, that's a hard no go.
Well, you know. I wouldn't turn it down, but you know, I haven't experienced it until
it's beautiful.
I mean, coming up, it wasn't a
coming
thing.
Coming up, literally,
it wasn't a thing, you know, until like the past 3 to 4 years about this eating booty business. You know, you never heard about it.
Very true.
Really?
Well, I mean, rim jobs, but
what kind of Christian non-Pornhub place did you live in?
I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely heard about rim jobs.
I was
jobs
raised
when I was
in the Bible Belt, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so is Craig, but then I was sending him porn.
Yep.
There you go.
Terrible influence. Thank God for you.
Yes.
You ready?
Right. Yeah, man.
I, for one, think that every man should experience having their G-spot played with.
About it. Yeah, because it'll ruin regular nut for the rest of your life.
Now,
you just crave that orgasm each and every time, or is it kind of like...
No, I don't crave it each and every time, so it's like... How to even explain it?
It's like a special person. You got to be a different kind of freak to take me there.
Yes.
I like to call it the Christmas nut.
Christmas nut.
Christmas. You good, bro? Hold on.
Don't be shy. Yeah. Do the other one. Yeah. Don't be shy. Put both in.
Put both in.
You got to get that face.
That's what she said. Face. Put both in. Yeah, now you understand why I was breathing the way I was.
Oh, I know. Bro, I had this one last night.
Ooh.
It hurts so good. It hurts so good.
Are you conductive or something? Nice.
Yes. I crossed them up, too.
You're cross-firing them?
Yeah, cross-firing
them.
Oh, shit. You
tried it, dude, and you told me all.
Love it. Love everything about it.
I got this.
You got this?
I got this.
It's like Bruce Lee.
Yep. Anyway.
Bruce Lee loved that stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm
not gonna lie. So guys, I've been checked out of the podcast for the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, because you've just been over there getting your abs.
He's never had his ass licked or anything like that.
Yeah, no ass licking.
No booty play.
No finger.
No
booty
finger. No.
So wait,
booty
you clench
play.
Up the moment you feel it. You clench up like a Venus flytrap.
Like
the moment you detect a finger near your booty hole.
Where do you think they get it from?
No.
Yeah. If I tried, like, that shit is from my genes.
Like, literally, if a girl even grabs his ass while they're having sex, his booty's clenched. No. She can grab it, but once it's grabbed, the butt's clenched just in case.
Wait, yeah, how do you guys, like, slightly off topic, how do you guys feel about, like, girls grabbing your ass like out
it's
in public.
Literally
do
it.
Do it.
Do it.
Run
it. Do it.
We're on top.
It's a weird flex, but yeah, I don't
okay.
care.
Listen, I do lot of leg presses. I want to know that I'm putting in some work. Yeah. Yes, grab the cheek.
What about hands, bro.
Go ahead.
No wrong with that.
Go ahead.
In public.
As long as I get to do it back, I'm with it.
No worries.
Absolutely.
I'm always doing that. Like, kitchen. Bathrooms.
I mean, if a random girl comes and slaps my ass.
No, dummy.
Dummy. If a random girl comes and slaps my ass in public, I'm slapping her ass right back. Just so clear.
We're in the land of
equal
opportunity.
And then I'm asking for a number.
Yes, 100%.
I would just say good game.
Have you ever had the gumption to slap your dudes or some guy's ass in public?
I always do, and he gets mad. He's like, not here.
Fuck that.
Damn.
Or the grab. Like, the front grab? The frontal grab?
No. If you grab my ass in public, that just means you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to fuck.
If you're my girl, we're finding the closest spot. Let's go.
No,
I do it to fuck around.
That's kind of like the
bat
signal.
It's just like, but yeah, it is the bat signal. You know what? Like, for me, sex just doesn't happen at the moment. You have sex throughout the day. Like, you start from in the morning from the time that you're apart. It's gifts and stuff like that. Or you walk in together and you be like,
right. It's all build up. It's all foreplay. It's all build up.
Facts.
Like, girl slaps my ass in public and I slap it back. Hey, you know what? We're not fucking right now, but we're gonna have that moment. Now, if you grab my junk in public, that's a different story.
Oh no.
You grab my junk in public. I'm like, are you ready for what's about to happen?
Let's go to the car.
It's gonna be like Cisco, unleash the dragon.
No, No, seriously, you start hearing that Street Fighter, like the fight, the fight has started. Ready? It's like, oh, did you really now?
Not even
going. We gotta go.
Yeah. That would be like, yeah. I don't care about the whole fucking slapping the ass and shit in public and things like that on there. I'm like, but you ain't fucking grabbing in between the fucking cheeks. You're not trying to grab a whole cheek full of shit. Like,
you better chill. Got the
finger thing and it, yeah.
So, like, it's just like the way I kind of grew up and everything for me. Like, some things for me should be private for me personally, you know? Mm. So like affection in public and things, I've never been a fan of and stuff. Just because like the way I kind of grew up again, everything like the affection and all that stuff is at home, out in public. You gotta be professional. You don't know who you're gonna meet, you're gonna run into and things like that on there. Freaking. And again, this is just like the way I kind of grew up and stuff. Just my mom kind of taught me things on there. So that's why I'm just a little bit more like just, I don't want to say closed doors.
I'm
just
shy. Like, hey,
yeah, I'm definitely not gun shy. I'm fucking.
No, in public, in public.
Like, Pistol Pete, bitch. Pistol Pete. All right, bitch out. Nacho.
No, I mean like in public, like I don't mind the little touchy moments. Like I'm not like deep French kissing you and shit and fucking like you know rubbing up on your body and shit. But like
I mean I sure would.
That's what I'm saying. Like a slap in the ass, it's cool.
It's a peck, you know, kissing the lips, you know, smack on the ass, you know, that's not too bad.
Like I'm old school when it comes to that kind of stuff. So like I'm still like the hold hands kind of walk around place kind of thing on there. The guy like literally will be the one closest to the streak. The girl always on the inside. Like
that I do. Yes.
Yeah. That's a pretty. Always even, facing the door and all that shit.
Yeah, I still hold open the doors. I open the door in the car kind of shit on there. So
and like, I slap my her ass values, as she gets in.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's, and I say good game. Good game. You know?
Always good game.
Good game, champ.
But that's why like my philosophy on it is just a little bit different. Do I care what people do? Fuck no.
All right, gentlemen. Your homework. I'll give you guys.
Your mission. Should you choose to accept
I'll give you guys 2 months.
My ass
rate
myself.
Is to
get a finger in the booty?
Try to get finger that finger in the booty.
I'll pass.
Can it be your own?
The fuck?
I mean,
besides like
that, real like can it be your own?
I mean, yeah. If you don't,
actually, on, actually,
if you don't,
ass,
if you don't feel comfortable with a girl doing it, sure.
Have you seen your own asshole?
Have I seen my own asshole? I'm not that flexible, bro. I am not that flexible.
I have not seen my own
ass. Have you? There's certain things that shouldn't have light on.
Wait, have you?
Yes, but why?
Is that, wait. Is that why we have the lighting in
here? Just set up a mirror. Like,
the mirror? I'm not that flexible.
Yeah, you squat over a mirror?
Why not?
I don't know.
It's just not readily visible.
Hold on.
Selfie timer.
Takes effort.
Selfie timer, no.
I just want to figure out how the fuck... Or why? Why in the fuck would you ever need to look at your own?
Hold on. My friend.
To get familiar with your body.
You know, Craig was asking this for a reason. There's definitely a story behind this. Let's go, Craig. Story time.
No, all right. So my
there I was.
My friends were telling me, they're like, hey, listen, man, a man cannot truly know himself unless he's seen his own asshole. And they were all talking about how they like they know what their assholes look like. I was like, I've never seen
it's
my
asshole.
Like
a balloon
asshole.
Knot.
Yeah, and they're like, and they were shocked. They were shocked and offended. They were like, bro. How have you not seen your own asshole? It's just like, it's my, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to see your own asshole. Like, something bad happens to you, right? And they're like, no, you need to see your asshole. And they're like, and they've been telling me this for 2 years now, to squat over a mirror and take a look at your own asshole, but I just haven't done it. So you did, though.
No, yeah, I selfie timered it.
What?
You selfie timed you your selfie own for asshole.
Phone?
No, I get it.
Selfie?
No.
And then that way the picture got taken, and I
it's the concept
it, and
that blows
like,
me away.
Huh.
In high definition, detail, and you know that's on the internet now somewhere.
FBI agent,
FBI agent has a full.
I mean, I deleted it. I didn't keep it. I was just like, oh, this mask looks like.
No, it's too late. It's like a Snapchat. It's like
I just really never thought. Like I still don't think there's a need for me to check out my own booty hole.
Like I've checked out my own butt before.
Unless there's a problem.
Yeah, if I go to a problem, I'm paying somebody else to take a look at it.
Wait, you guys never checked out your own ass?
Nope.
I
mean,
oh, you good?
Come on, Osai, you all right?
You're right over there?
Osai, have you checked out your own ass?
No, I've told you that. No. I've stood in the mirror and looked at the curve of it. I have
never
stood over a mirror.
Never spread the butt cheeks.
I have never spread my ass cheeks to look at my own asshole. I'm sorry.
Not even as a kid.
Are you gonna?
Not even as a kid.
What the fuck were you doing as a kid?
Yeah, like, seriously? I mean, I was sexy.
Wait. What were you doing as a kid?
As kids, we're curious of our own bodies.
Yeah. Like, you're trying to figure yourself out? Like,
listen, when I was a kid, I was like Ringo Mandingo helicopter and that shit, trying to see what I could do with it.
Well, yes.
You trying to fart,
yes.
It's different for girls, because you're trying to figure out tampons and shit. Like, that's different.
Yeah, fair. Gotcha.
Fair. Tampon in the wrong hole. Can't mess that one up.
Yeah, but for guys.
Can't mess that one up.
Can't mess that one up.
Oh, my gosh.
Shit.
You all right? You good, bro?
It expanded.
Huh? It expanded.
No, that's the look they make.
Oh, yes. That's the wrong hole look. Fuck.
It winked at me.
Oh, shit.
squirt at you.
Oh shit! I got eye protection. I'm good. I got eye protection. You guys, I don't know about the rest of you guys. Me for and sure, good.
Rick wears goggles. He wears goggles when he goes in, like good protective glasses.
He's diving straight.
He's in there, bro.
You know what Rick didn't tell you guys is that, like, when he was thinking about the military, he was actually thinking of joining the Navy. he wanted to be a submariner. He wanted to dive.
Let's roll.
Was it all the semen that?
That's again the submarine.
And the subs.
When he comes up to the surface, it's like a brush of fresh air.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I feel you, bro. I feel you.
Sorry, Rick.
I like where you're at, homie. I like where you're at.
No, you're like the Renaissance man to me. What? Sexually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Listen. Rick right now at this table is the most in tune with himself.
Yeah, yeah.
He has looked into the dark void of his own asshole.
He's lived his life.
He's lived.
Lived my life.
Yeah, you've inspired us. You had experience,
bro.
Yes, yeah. Now who wants to be like him?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm ready to see my own asshole.
I think there's only room for one Rick.
Baby steps, bro.
Baby steps, man.
Just one Rick.
If you dive into looking at your own asshole as a grown-ass man.
I mean, baby steps for B, you know, you just last 4 or 5 years found out about anal, so...
That's kind of true.
Listen, not all everybody can look into the abyss and then, like, see the abyss look back.
Yeah, bro.
It's the green flash right before dawn, right?
You're right.
That's what that is. It's all good.
Yeah, sex changes as you get older.
All I can say is
Why did you give it 2 months to have a finger or something up your ass?
No, I was saying I was giving you guys 2 months.
Yeah, why were you giving us 2 months instead of being like, yo, you got to
Work up the courage.
Because, you know, maybe...
Oh, that's rushing it, man.
Well, because I was more like saying, like, hey, you know, like, have, like, your lady friend do it. And I'm like, hey, you know what? Maybe you need to, like, find ways to present this to them or, like, a day to set this up. But,
hey, baby, put that finger on.
No, he gave 2 months because, realistically, a week, most of you guys in relationships, he was giving me 2 months. That's what he was saying.
Okay.
I was like, Macho's a single. He's going to need a lot of help. Yeah, so I was like, one, he's got to find a girl, and then two, he's got to find a girl who's willing to get, willing to stick her finger up.
Like, you need to find a soldier is what you need.
Hold on. Would that cum catching beer of his? You got the
cum catching beer.
You're really giving my mom.
Damn. That's beer.
You guys
oil.
Got 1 week to stare at your asshole. 1 week to look at your asshole.
And then no. And come then on. Whoa,
a
whoa,
month.
Whoa.
And then a month to, you know, get it in the asshole. Like,
Right. So that applies to you as well.
We're trying to we're trying to get into the P spot.
You don't have to
penetrate to hit the P spot.
No, yeah. No, just you know,
you can hit your taint or perineum or whatever. That's what I'm reading on Google.
Not Urban Dictionary.
No. It's on healthline.com.
Sponsored by
No Lie.
I'm not saying she's gonna shove the whole.
I want medical advice, bro. I'm not gonna go up in there like a porn star. Medical professionals to tell me how to safely get to my prostate.
Now that I have,
you gotta remember, B isn't doing a finger or anything. He's going straight fisted. He's balls to the wall. Once he knows it's good, he goes all in.
I respect that.
The rubber fist.
I've done the
black rubber fist.
I've done the vibrator on the taint or on the P spot.
Never done that.
Okay.
For me, that just like it goes numb. For me, that's what happened to me. I was just like, I don't know if it was too strong, too hard, too fat.
Well, like a vibrator?
You need to put that.
You should play with it.
Put the TENS machine on.
Back it off a little
bit. Right on the grundle, homie.
Yeah, put it on three.
Yeah, right now. Right now.
I don't do that right now.
But you know what? Since we got one girl in the room. So, what have you ever shoved the finger up your dude's ass? Or a guy's ass.
Have you ever wanted to?
Have you been curious about it?
Well, I knew the answer for this one was going to be no.
Hold on. Wait.
Has the urge
got to ask
one question at a time. I'll take a press conference. Yes. Okay.
All right. So has the urge to put a finger in his ass increased post-fight, like when you're angry?
No.
That doesn't affect anything.
I just kind of want
to punch people.
I don't angrily want to shove shit up people's asses. Like, what the hell?
Especially after a fight. Craig like, does. What you up to?
Craig
like,
does.
Oh, that's there's a, this face here.
Craig was I'll teach you.
Angry anal.
Nothing wrong with angry anal.
Angry anal.
Any other questions, gentlemen?
I don't know.
Would you do it?
Would I do what? Be specific.
Like if he was like,
would you shove a finger up your dude's ass?
I would.
During sex.
Would you feel... Would you look at him as lesser of a man after?
I don't think it matters.
God, no.
How do you feel about pegging?
How do you feel about pegging?
Why do you have to go so deep in your voice?
Yeah, hold on.
International woman.
I even turned like, who the fuck is that?
Pegging is serious shit. This is like, bro, are you down for pegging?
Are you down for pegging tonight?
Any girl that I'm talking to gets a free pegging international.
Wait, what's he asking?
Holy shit.
Hold on.
How are you single?
What did you say that? Say that again.
I said any girl that I'm talking to gets a free pegging pass on International Women's Day.
How are you single? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm comfortable with myself, and ooh, I need someone to be comfortable with themselves.
So you've been pegged before? Like, yeah, they put on a strap on and, like, wore it out?
Fucking yeah. Rick is...
Yeah.
Do you have conditions, Rick, like size, man, girth?
No, hold on.
International Women's Day. Oh, okay.
How thick was it?
Huh?
How thick was it?
Oh, it was like a white dude's penis. It was like what? Like
white dude. Because we see that every day.
Yeah,
we
know,
a unit of measure.
Like casual penis about it. You know, just the regular. I yeah, didn't have any Asians, so I went white.
I don't think I've ever seen a white dude's penis.
No, I was like, Rick has. No. It was like I have actually. See?
Oh, fuck.
Maybe I'm porn, but yeah.
I've worked with you and your clothes. I've seen a lot of it.
It's part of it.
Maria said, like, oh, wow, Maria, you do realize that I have had, like, group sex multiple times. And therefore, I have seen Rick multiple men's penises.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I didn't know like, this. Yeah, well, group sex.
You gotta listen to the podcast more.
Welcome to Rick. Welcome to the world that is Rick.
Yeah. No, I've definitely seen like multiple men's penises. I mean, you know, it just comes with the territory.
This guy's like the male version of Debbie Does Dallas.
He's a fucking yes,
bro. I know, right?
He's a good friend right here.
To be honest, I'm just joking. It wasn't that big. It was only like 4 inches. It wasn't that big.
Only.
Yeah. What was the girth? It's not about the size. The length is the girth.
It's like a fucking...
Oh, she hit you with the tuna can? She hit you with the tuna can, huh?
I'm looking at this Fusion Hansen size real quick.
Fuck.
That's about right.
Kind of like in between this and this.
Somebody needs to take a picture of that.
That's not really a dick, though. That's more like a aggressive mound.
Yeah, well, I don't want to...
It's like a dick soft.
I don't want to feel like a dude's fucking me.
It's like 4 fluid ounces of penis. Okay.
4 right, so...
ounces of penis. 4 fluid ounces like, of dick.
I've been pegged, but I didn't want to feel like a dude was fucking me. Like, Jesus. Like,
I don't know anything about pegging. Well, so
I guess if I was to try anal sex or something for the first time, I wouldn't want a big one.
Okay, so it was actually a... It was actually more like a conversation. It was definitely a conversation before it happened.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Like, good. The first time was definitely a conversation. She was like, hey. She was like, so, you know, I'm all about this shit. And I was like, yeah. She's like, she was about the slapping, the spit in the mouth, choking,
the
slaps. She wanted, like, I literally, like, stuck a dildo in her ass and kept it there while I was fucking her. Like, she was all about
that's the fun shit.
That's
the fun shit right there.
So she was all about that. Like, one time, like, I even, like, came to her house after work, and, like, she was really like, yo, like, I'm feeling sick right now, so I don't really want to, like, you know, fucking get to the door or whatever. And I was like, all right, so I fucking came in, and, like, she literally, like, had, like, cuffs and everything to the bed, and she was just like, boom, what's up? We're making this happen. So literally cuffed her to the bed and just had, like, she was about that life. But
you
another girl.
Good life,
see, man. I'm just
the good life.
Yeah. I do dirty talk. Life. I do a little slapping here and there. Maybe I choke, but.
But there, yeah, geez, but, there, this guy but here, there, yeah, but there was another.
Man is going in, bro.
He's like the internet like for like me.
Like. You don't need a.
But there was another girl who was just about it. There was another girl that was just about it, but she brought it back to me and was like, yo, like, I want to peg you. And I was like, huh? She was like, yeah. She was like, are you open to it? And I was like, well, let's have this discussion. So we had the discussion, and I'm like, all right, what do you have? So we're looking through it all. I'm like, okay, like, not that one.
She gave options.
She didn't. Hold on. Yeah. So you didn't let her hit you. You didn't let her hit you with the Kong 3000. Megaton hammer, bro.
No.
Yeah, with the Kickstarter.
It was for her. It was this was actually like a birthday thing for her. I was like, all right, you know what? Your birthday's coming up, so you want this to happen.
Happy birthday. Here's my asshole.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, here's so my asshole. I was like, obviously, shower first. I was like, you know, we'll go
he
out.
Gives
we'll
the greatest
good, then you're a good man, bro. Good
shower
man.
First.
You're a good friend.
I was like, shower first, 100%. And then we are going to have to do some foreplay into this because you're not just going to go into me and fucking just no spit, no lube, grip my teeth,
going in dry type shit. Rick over
so,
here, bro.
I was like, we definitely got to have like some type of lube play going in. Fingers first, okay? Let's get me going.
I feel like
get
a it warmed up. Pilgrim.
And then after after the fingers go,
imagine how I
then
do.
We can know, bring right? the toy in slowly.
Bro,
and see
we
what
are
happens.
We are like this
and
boring missionary sex for literally everyone else.
But
Rick,
I'm like the one on the side every once in a while.
Whoa. That's why when the words missionary
I don't hear you
sex,
with them stories, bro.
No, I don't
that's
have
when
no
the
stories.
Words missionary sex came out of his mouth earlier. I had to hit the button.
Oh, that's why you did the wah-wah, because I said missionary. Okay, so here's the thing. So, yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, first of all, missionary is still a good position.
It's a great position.
It's always a good position. And it's
a good finishing position.
It's a great starting
it's
point.
It's the vanilla ice cream
and a great
of sex.
Finishing point.
It's still delicious, but it's boring as fuck.
I might start missionary because I'm warming up. You know, we're warming up. You know, I'm playing with your body. You know, I might go missionary. But then I'll go, you know, I'll go half stance. I'll go in like a different mount. I'll go back. I'll go doggy style. You know, we'll do whatever. You know, I'll throw the legs back behind your
spider
head
move.
And fucking just crunch you
spider
out. You know? I'll fold you like laundry.
Have you ever done Amazon?
Have you ever pulled a Houdini?
What the fuck is the Houdini?
Oh no!
Is that where you nut?
It seems like every way I know something that you guys. Everybody's got different names for these things, but if you just describe to me,
right, so me, I can tell you.
The wheelbarrow. The wheelbarrow move is good. I'm gonna grab her hands.
Right. Halfway through it, you're like, "Oh, let me just turn off the lights real quick." You turn off the lights, and somebody else comes in while you're walking up.
That's always a fan favorite.
So okay, so never had.
I think that's a sexual crime, isn't it?
I've never had it. But I have had sex.
Not a serious thing, guys.
I had sex with a girl and then stopped having sex when I let somebody else go in.
So if
you had, but she was aware.
Who did me? But she was aware of a train.
I didn't say the chick didn't have to be aware.
Oh yeah, okay.
Like, damn. Yes. Well, there's trains and then there's orgies. Orgies is a little bit different, but trains are like
trains are a very and then there's very the different Tower. Thing.
Isn't there one recipient?
Then there's the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah,
and a train.
I did an Eiffel Tower.
I'm learning a lot.
I've done an Eiffel Tower. I've done a train. Did orgies.
I learned about the Eiffel Tower.
The most people I think I've jelly had donut. At sex at one I in did. One time. I think I said, well, was it five?
Was it an Eiffel Tower when there's like two girls on you?
No,
two dudes.
Two dudes.
I thought that was a pit roast.
Oh, yeah, the spit roast.
Spit roast. Or
the
Chinese.
I think the spit roast is when you, like, the two dudes are just, like, staring at each other
angrily. Yeah. No, this is these guys are, like, connecting up top while they're doing
it. Yeah, it's like they're holding hands and using each other for love.
Cute. That's so cute. Holding hands?
Holding hands.
Hold on.
What's Amazon?
Amazon is basically the dudes in the missionary position. Check over 6 feet? So imagine you're in a missionary position, your legs are back, and she's on top of you, and she's doing the fucking.
Nope, never had that.
So that's pegging still.
It's not pegging because they're not fucking you.
It's still your dick.
On your dick.
Oh, she's got your shit twisted.
Yeah, okay. Not twisted. It's just pointing down a little.
Never done Amazon.
That one is good.
That's a good way to break your shit, though.
Right?
No.
Yeah, but I don't.
Care.
Osai's
like, no.
No, like he's defensive.
He's like, trust me, mine is still intact.
Osai's like, no.
Come on,
not yet.
Still intact. It's not broken.
No guys.
I feel like you do that position. That's how you get that. Like, you know, in porn, when you see the guy with the dick that's too big, yeah. It's got that joint in the middle. That's how you get that joint. Is you do the fucking Amazon, your fucking dick breaks.
Gotta do more Kegels.
And it's you. That's how you evolved.
Interesting.
That looks terrifying.
We're also talking to the man that again snaps his fucking dick.
It cracks.
Excuse me.
Your dick. It can crack.
It's cartilage. I mean,
it can crack.
I don't think you've heard this one.
My dick has never.
I did it once.
Did he crack his dick?
Hey, Josai. Josai.
Google it.
36 years. Never cracked my dick.
Fuck. Can you go over that, please, so you enlighten the group here?
I think I've gotten blisters from dry rub.
No, this one's good.
Fuck.
Well, Dennis Rodman.
You can have a straight up hard on.
Uh huh.
You know, like when you have those really raging ones.
Uh huh.
And it's laying flat up against your chest.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I just reach down, both hands on, or you can do one hand if you get good at it. And you kind of just push down. And it just makes a crack, like you crack a knuckle.
I sure have seen a doctor. Knuckles.
Are you like full?
Yeah, you stay hard. You can stay hard, you can go soft.
I just don't.
You know what, I'm not going to lie. Last time he told me this stuff, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I might go ahead and try it. Let me see if I can do that shit.
I don't want to explain this shit in the ER, bro.
He did not explain it this way at all. Yeah. He goes like, yeah, you just go in, right at the bottom of the shaft, the little spot, just pop.
Yeah.
That's what he said. You just pop. That's it.
You push
down. So I'm over there to shower. I'm like, get my shit hard. I'm like, there's no fucking pop. I'm like, maybe I gotta pop the other way. I'm like, no, there's still no pop there.
Oh,
I'm like, let
God.
Me stop before something really does pop.
I know.
So he's a terrible. He might be a great fitness instructor. He's not a good
terrible penis popper guy.
You've done it.
Yeah.
Hold at the bottom, pull at the top.
You've also done it.
What the fuck?
See, I've never done it that way. I just,
bro, y'all need Jesus, man. What? Nah.
I'm curious.
Don't be hating, bro.
Bro, so I think instead of 2 months to figure out tongues in your asshole, maybe 2 months to try and
figure
out
that 2 months to pop your penis? No, thank you.
All right, so
no,
here. Thank you. So here, listen to this one. Ready? Osai, what are some of the benefits?
Of popping your dick.
Some more flexibility.
Just lifetime.
No, you know what? So one of the things, you know, we've all been that puberty phase, right?
You can slide in.
You know, when it
butthole.
Just comes up for no reason. You're just like up here in the middle of class and shit like that. Yeah, well, that's when I first learned it. I was like, fuck out of it. And by accident, I pushed out. I was like, pop. And it was like, and it relaxed. I was like, oh, perfect.
I don't think I want my dick to relax.
No one wants to relax.
Other than that, it's a great party trick.
Oh.
Party trick.
Oh, yeah, you know, like, listen, you're at dinner. Straight up hard. You take your hand and you put it against it.
Yes, because I'm going to whip my dick out at dinner.
And she's like, no, you don't have to whip it out. It's in your pants, yo. It's in your pants, bro.
Oh, it's in your pants.
Yeah, you can do it from in your pants.
But then I have to go wash my hands.
No, because you don't have to reach in there. You can do it through your jeans.
Just pop your dick.
I've never done it in my jeans. I don't know about that.
This should be because
I don't have to pull. I don't have to grab and pull or whatever. I just.
I'm just saying, if
it.
A guy showed
Maria, would that be a turn on?
Yeah, would that
freak you out?
Let me tell you what I'm thinking. So. yes, it would freak me the fuck out. Like, if some guy, like, at dinner would just be like,
it wasn't,
I'm so
it's
hard,
not like random.
Just,
it's like your, you know, your man. Just like, yeah.
No, okay.
If your man did that right now, like, how would, like, what would you, you're like, bro,
let's go
what?
To the fucking hospital.
We're going to the hospital. That's the natural reaction. We got to go to the hospital.
You're broken.
Could you imagine going to the ER with a guy? He's like, my dick's broken. And then they look at you and you're like,
what happened?
That's why I did
it. Was it me? We were at dinner. He tried popping his dick.
That's
like,
why I dated a nurse.
The truth comes out.
It sets up that play.
Yeah.
That's why I did it.
To decipher it, some sort of Latin term or something.
100% no. Jesus fucking Christ. Not popping my dick.
Run now, girl. See, I figured I had it. I knew that one, so I had to share it with you guys.
That is knowledge that I have that I wish I didn't. I missed 30 seconds ago when I didn't know this.
But next time you shower, try it. Yeah,
no. No. I just,
it's
I just
doable.
Got my dick back.
It's
no.
Doable. Just do it. Just
don't hurt my dick like that.
It doesn't hurt.
Beat it as it said no.
Ladies like, that are watching, that are listening to this, what you should really be asking yourself is,
don't down until you try it.
Have I stuck my finger in my man's ass? And if not, have I really given him the best orgasm
are
he's ever
had? Are you giving your man the best orgasm
he
could have?
If he doesn't want it.
How do you know he doesn't want it?
Let him know.
Maybe he doesn't even know what he wants.
Wait. You're an advocate of just going for it.
How
like,
do you
just let the finger just
he's a part of the fingers in the booty party.
Let the fingers and run it.
How do you start that conversation?
You don't. You just go. You wet the fingers
you
and
just
go
do
for
it.
It.
He just
told
you what to do.
That's
put
like rapey as shit.
Put your Nike on just do it.
You just guide the fingers and it's like, you know what time it is, girl.
Huh?
Rick likes me in the sub.
Yeah.
Listen. Everybody needs the sub like once or twice.
It's just back and forth with me. But I mean, even... I mean, like, normally when that's happening, it's there's no dom or sub play. It's just sex at that point. There's no dom or sub play when I'm getting a finger up my ass. We're just having a great time.
Yeah,
it's just another hole, another day.
Like I said, I'm not opposed to it. I just never have.
Throw another knuckle in there.
Yeah.
Throw another knuckle in there. It's good.
I mean, you know, have you ever fingered a girl and then fucking, like, shoved your fingers in her mouth? Like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I have done that.
I've actually sniffed it, too.
Yeah.
Shit. I've
like a fine cigar.
Oh God!
I literally finger fucked the shit out of a girl, had her squirt, sucked it off my fingers, did it again, and shoved it back in her mouth. Like, here you go. Let's go. Game time.
Have you guys ever had a girl squirt?
Yes. What are we 12?
I thought she done pissed the bed.
That's what I thought.
I'm like, why is the fucking bed wet?
No, first
like,
time
what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, no, she nutted in my face.
Oh,
yeah. I actually
have one.
Hold on. She was riding that tongue that
we all had to sleep
that,
in that
eats
spot.
Chocolate tacos leaving the show.
I'll listen.
Craig
I'll,
is the squirt tongue queen.
Mine was actually 7 years ago.
I have to be because my dick's not that big, so I had to learn other methods
so
to pleasure a woman.
She was riding your face.
Yeah, she was riding my face. Oh, I was 16 at the time. I didn't know what I was doing. And so we didn't really have porn then. 16 years old. Porn wasn't really a thing yet.
I was about 17.
In my household, it wasn't.
It was the Bible.
I had no idea. She just goes, I'm coming. I'm like, oh, I must be doing a good job. And then she busts. And remember, she's sitting on my face. Right. I almost drowned, man.
Yeah.
Like, it was in my eyes. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right.
Initial reaction, she peed.
But it didn't smell like piss.
Exactly. But initial like reaction, piss. It was just
initial
like,
reaction
because
was
that's what my first time it happened, I'm like, going at it, all of a sudden I felt this pressure and I pulled out, it's just like, psh, and I was like,
yeah.
Wait, she peed.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she's on the bed like quivering.
Oh, yeah, no. She's
like, and
I'm
just like, wait, she peed. And then it's like, you know, after like, you know, a few seconds, she's like, it doesn't smell like pee.
No, it's wet.
The confusion was intensified because she clenched on my head.
I just remember.
So I couldn't breathe. I couldn't see. And my face is filled with fluid. I don't know what's going on.
From that moment on.
Straight up waterboarding.
From that moment on, Craig made sure he wore snorkels.
Absolutely. Ladies, I don't play games, man.
Rebreather.
I eat Jell-O cups with no spoon.
It's,
I don't give a fuck.
Wait, who brought up the squirter topic?
He did.
Of course. Literally had sex a week ago and she was a squirter and we literally went on until the sun came up.
Did she know?
Huh?
Did she know?
Oh, she knew.
Oh, like, okay.
She literally said, get a towel.
Yeah, my first
one. And I was like, oh, okay.
My first one did not know.
No,
She did not know.
Same.
Bed sheets were changed twice that night. Got a towel. Yeah. My brother was very pissed and he sent me messages the next day.
You did it on your brother's bed?
Yeah. What the fuck?
He was in the house and he was trying to go to sleep.
She's very vocal.
The next morning, my brother from Detroit messaged something in our brother group.
Wait, you're in Miami and your brother from Detroit had to call you about fucking up your other brother's sleep.
No. That's not what happened. Okay.
That's
so
a tight family, bro.
This is what happened.
Right?
All right. So my brother didn't get any sleep.
The next morning, my brother from Detroit sent a message in the brother chat.
He has three
brothers. I responded to it, and my youngest brother put an angry reaction. And I said, why are you angry? You can get some too. And his response was...
Oh, you were sharing her.
No. My other brother from Detroit said something in the chat regarding like music. And then when I responded to my youngest brother, we're going to call him Rambo, put something in the chat, like an angry remark. I'm like, why are you angry? I'll take your music too. Like, I steal all my brother's music. And he was like, no, I'm angry because you kept me up all night. And that's what my other brother was confused. He was like, what? Huh? He was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, huh? What are you talking about? And then he was like, what were you stabbing her with? He's like, Jesus fucking Christ, man. And I was like, oh.
I was putting in the work.
Because me and my other brother was like, who is he talking about? I was like, oh, my bad. Oh, shit. And then it became like a literally like an hour discussion of me laughing my ass off because of the way my brother was describing the sounds coming out of the room. Dirty boy. I was like.
All right, wait. So it was fun. As we're coming to an end, we're in about all of Rick's like
that's know, right.
Raunchiest.
Rick's a dirty motherfucker.
He is not a dirty motherfucker. He's not open motherfucker.
What was your dirtiest thing, B?
Ooh.
Oh,
your
damn.
Dirtiest sexual experience.
B seems very
yeah, I know.
Stable.
You know,
but
he,
was,
you know,
he seems
Tennessee,
very stable.
Stuff I don't like know. That. Yeah, he had parents. They were know, like, they even if he thought about porn, they were on his ass. Like, get the fuck!
Yeah, so, I mean, come on, compared to you guys, my shit's vanilla as fuck, bro.
Right. Like, nothing's like, right. Seriously. It's all an experience. It's all
no,
a ride.
It is. And I'm 43 years old. Now I haven't experienced a fucking tenth of what you've been doing, bro.
Yo, but listen, there's people, that's Rick.
Yeah. That's me.
No, Rick's still very special guest, man.
No. B's inspired. Looking around the room. He's like, nah, that's you too, motherfucker.
I don't know. Osai too, bro.
No. I can only crack. That's the only thing I got.
I'm a late bloomer and an extremist, so that doesn't count.
Like, I mean, I think I did. Well, I mean, the dirtiest thing was a hot tub. But okay. That was probably about it. And the that's water good. Thing. That's I had a water fetish for a long time.
Water jets?
Just being in a body of water and having sex, bro. Okay. Like, that's just
ocean,
fun.
Hot tub,
that's
tub.
A pool, just body of water.
Pool. And it was just like weird shit, like, okay. But like in front of people.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I like that.
Holy shit.
Lead with that. Somebody lead with that.
Right? It's so casual, you know, with just a couple of people watching.
But it was like hidden. It wasn't like, oh my God, we're fucking, you know. It was like,
exhibition.
It was
kind of
like, okay, she just kind of straddled me in the fucking pool and, you know. You know, just
subtle hit movements.
And sometimes slow and steady is good, bro.
Hey,
you know?
Man, it sure damn is. It doesn't have to be world record speed breaking.
Right, just a little grinding and a little stroke. Steady. Yeah. Just
with that, yo, small movement.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I feel so included.
One of us.
The freak
one of us. All right,
Craig, what about
Smoke
you?
Smoke, Craig.
Oh, what? Besides her trying to drown me?
Let's get some freaky shit going on.
That's not even your craziest.
I mean, you guys, I've had a finger in my ass. I would be down for that with a woman that I trusted. What is the dirtiest?
Hurry up, man. We got like
eating ass.
Eating ass. Okay.
Eating ass. Right. That is the dirtiest thing I've done. Eating ass.
Hey.
Well.
No. Sorry.
We already talked about mine. Like I have. Okay. Amazon. Amazon and escorting.
No, I am not leaving. That's like I feel like that's leaving your junk that's out to dry, bro.
I mean,
like,
all right.
No, you went to Fetish Factory too. You gotta have something else besides.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you've heard some. We used to have some stuff.
Mono
side. I've had sex at Fetish Factory.
Okay.
I've done that shit. I've been the dom at the Fetish Factory, tie somebody up, spanked them,
all right.
And then, like, gone in on it afterwards. Like,
there you go.
Huge turn on.
Loving it.
Public, but who hasn't had public sex?
Me, I'm terrified.
Really?
That's part of the program.
Nah, man. You got 2 months. We run 2 months. Yes.
No. So in this situation, I smile and everything, but outside where there's people, I don't smile at all, and I look like I eat babies. So like, if you see me participating in a sexual act, they are going to 100% assume it's sexual assault. I'm going to get shot. So I ain't. It's a life issue for me. I ain't doing that shit.
I remember one time.
If I'm going to fuck outside, I got to be like fucking in like a polo shirt, smiling with like a tray of warm cookies and like a puppy next to me. Like I'm very innocent. I'm indoctrinated. I live in the suburbs. Please. I pay taxes.
I remember
shoot
one.
Me, please, cops.
But yeah, so that's mine. Public. Okay. I did it like the worst case scenario. I think it was a public park.
Yeah.
Parks are fun. It was dinner.
I did a 4th of July fireworks.
Dinner one.
I mean, I found out the parks are kind of frowned upon.
Macho. Yeah.
Macho.
The craziest one. Yep. I don't know. Like I'm with B on this one. I feel like my shit's pretty vanilla.
Nah, man, he pulled out some shit at the last minute. Lead with it though. Lead with it.
lead with it.
Don't bury the lead, homie.
Dirtiest. I mean, I've done the pool sex thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And like fun. We were basically just had a barbecue, came back afterwards, like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. We started grilling and stuff and jump in the pool. We started messing around and like other people were like, they were doing their thing too.
You know? So you feel me, bro?
Yeah. Just chill, make it so incognito, even though everybody kind of already knows kind of thing. Bring in.
Everybody's
why is she turning around? Why is he looking at the back of her head?
Why does she keep going like this?
Here we go. So we got some
good there's that.
Pool, and, Fetish Factory, a little bit of, you know, a little bit of love over here. And then Maria to close it off. Let's go.
Yikes. I mean, again, super vanilla. I don't do much.
Vanilla, no bean. Come on, girl.
She's still young.
Though.
Yeah,
she is young.
How old are you?
I am 22.
Oh, my God.
She's a baby.
Yeah, you got time.
Thanks.
Yeah. You got time.
Yeah, she's still vanilla without the bean.
I mean, I've done it on the beach at night. I actually got put in handcuffs by the police because the police came up. It was a great time. That's a different story for a different time.
Oh, my.
That's being arrested. That's not.
Yeah.
That'll turn out too.
No. that ended up happening. But then. I don't know. We were in a pool one time and, you know, gave head underwater.
Damn.
Okay.
Maria is submersible.
Vanilla with some bean in there. Okay.
Fucking sprinkles, Aquaman.
All right. Sprinkles. Bonus question for the guys before we go.
Yep.
Oh, I just remembered one.
Snowballed, yes or no? Snowball?
What the hell? I'm gonna need an Urban Dictionary for that.
Fuck
one.
No. It's fuck no.
Craig, yeah. Explain it.
If Craig is saying
no,
I'm
it's my
it.
Own.
You
yeah,
don't,
I mean,
you, Rick, you don't know what a snowball
terms
is.
Terms are one thing, man.
You nut in her mouth and then she spits it back into your mouth
no.
after
no,
like
no.
kiss
her. Okay, I don't know about the spitting.
Or you just kiss her after.
Or you kiss her, whatever. Your nut ends up in your mouth.
None of that two girl cup bullshit. No.
Absolutely not.
Never?
No, you're not spitting that shit.
No.
She's kissed me. Yeah, I've had that. Yeah, snowball.
Rick?
My turn. Not snowball.
Nope. Snowball?
No. Macho?
What?
They got to swallow that shit.
Come on. I'm going to show some appreciation.
For the snowball?
So, okay,
no,
what's
for the blowjob.
What's a real definition?
Okay. That's what it is. You come in a girl's mouth.
And she
and you make back. Out. You kiss her.
And you kiss her or make out.
Kiss or spit back?
Either.
For me, kiss.
Yes.
Kiss,
and
yes.
Back up
kiss,
your
yes.
Mouth.
Kiss, yes. If you don't, I feel like you're just a.
Oh, no, I will
pussy.
Kiss you. I will kiss you. No. I'll kiss you. But you are not giving me back the full load of my ejaculate.
I feel like that's gross.
You're
anyway.
Not returning.
Are you saying that you held it in your mouth and then made out with them, tongue and all?
Yeah.
After I swallow.
Yeah, after you swallow. No, we're talking about it's still in your mouth.
No.
Okay.
I mean, there's essence.
I mean,
yeah, there's always going to be essence.
No. If we're talking snowball, I mean, want steel
she's a little
in your
briny.
Mouth hasn't swallowed yet, make out.
The full load, bro. Yeah.
Nah. Osai said yes.
You been snowballed?
Yeah.
You know what?
All right, never mind. I take everything I said about Osai. He is a fucking dirtbag. What the fuck? I take it all back. You are a
that one. I like, hey, Cashwick, listen.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah. He going to eat ass, but you're not going to get snowballed.
Absolutely
he
not.
He going to legit put your mouth
on. Absolutely
mouth.
Not.
But that's someone else's
saying,
shit.
Yo, like, literally. Like,
yeah, but I don't give a fuck. I'm not taking my own.
My own stuff.
I have never fully tasted my own.
She was born another dude. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I've tasted my own cum. Just saying.
Yeah,
good on you, man. Good on you.
Whatever. She's
listen.
Good on you. I'm not gonna lie. I might have to like go take a shower after that.
Yo, I'm still dirty.
What the fuck?
You are going to church.
This is a dirty ass.
Good on you,
man. What happened to the first one?
On that note,
turn the sender on your ass.
STD test.
We are well over time.
We gotta go. I gotta go pray for Osai, man. I gotta call my dad.
It is Sunday.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys on the next episode of the
D-Squad.
Peace. You bastard.